He resisted temptation. It was less than a flutter of a thought, anyway. He wouldn't catch her off guard that easily. Chances were she wasn't asleep at all. Resting, yes. Maybe testing him. He couldn't recall ever having seen her sleep. He made himself breakfast. Soulcatcher wakened while he cooked. He didn't notice. A dramatic pink flash startled him. He whirled. Pinkish smoke whirled beyond the sorceress. A child-sized creature pranced out, flipped the woman a salute, sauntered over to him.
"How they hangin', Chief? Long time no see."
"Want an honest answer, or one that will please you, frog face?"
"Hey, you ain't surprised to see me?"
"No. I figured you were a plant. One eye doesn't have what it takes to manage a demon."
"Hey, hey, let's watch our tongue, eh, Cap? I ain't no demon. I'm an imp."
"Sorry about the ethnic slur. You did fool me some. I thought you belonged to Shapeshifter."
"That lump? What could he offer?"
Croaker shrugged.
"You been in Dejagore?"
He contained an old anger. The imp, supposedly helping the Black Company, had been absent in the final debacle there.
"What's the news?"
The imp stood only 2 feet tall, though he had the proportions of an adult. He glanced at Soulcatcher, received some intangible permission.
"That Mogaba is one bad actor, Chief. He's giving the Shadowmaster's boys all the trouble they ever wanted, making them look like fools, eating them up a nibble at a time. Of course it can't last. He keeps getting into it with your old buddies, One-Eye, Goblin, and Mergen. They don't like the way he operates. He don't like them all the time telling him about it. You get a split there, or Shadow Spinner breaks loose, you got a whole new game."
Croaker settled with his meal.
"Shadow Spinner breaks loose?"
"Yeah, he got hurt in the fight, you know. His old buddy from down south, Long Shadow, got a whammy in on him while he was down. Keeps him from using his talents. Them Shadow Masters was a lovely bunch. All the time trying to slide around behind each other, even when they was up to their asses in alligators. Long Shadow, he's got a notion he can play Shadow Spinner just loose enough to let him wipe Dejagore, then squish the clown and make himself king of the world."
In a voice little more than a whisper, the sorceress said, "He has the Howler to consider now, and me." The imp's grin faded.
"You ain't as secret as you think, boss. They know you're down here. They all did from the beginning."
"Damn." She paced. "I thought I'd been more careful."
"Hey, not to worry. None of them got the faintest where you are now. And maybe when we get done with them, they'll wish they was nicer to you in the old days, eh? Eh?"
He laughed, childlike. Croaker had encountered Frogface first in Gayazli, far to the north. One-Eye, one of the company wizards, had brought him there. Everyone but One-Eye had doubted the imp's provenance and loyalty, though Frogface had made himself useful. Croaker asked Soulcatcher,
"You have something planned?"
"Yes. Stand up."
He did. She rested one gloved hand against his chest.
"You've healed enough, and I'm running out of time."
Nervous excitement flooded him. He knew what she wanted and did not want to do it.
"I thought that was why he was here. Do you trust him enough to have him watch me?"
"Hey, Chief," the imp said. "You hurt my feelings. Sure she does. I done hitched my star."
"One word from me and he spends eternity in torment."
Her voice was a merry little girl's. She could be chilling in her choices.
"That too,"
the imp said, all of a